Welcome to the Catholic Community Hour, interactive talk radio serving the needs of the Catholic community in South Carolina. To join this live broadcast, we invite you to call 1-800-994-2050. That's 1-800-994-2050. And now, your host of the Catholic Community Hour, Steve Wood and Michael Brennan.
Hello, this is Steve Wood, and welcome to the Catholic Community Hour. You usually hear me over these radio stations as the host of Faith and Family. But today, for the next 60 minutes, we're going to have a special broadcast we're calling the Catholic Community Hour, and this is being launched today, serving the needs of the Catholic community right here in South Carolina. And with me here in the studio is the Vice President of Mediatrix Radio, Michael Brennan. Michael, thanks for joining me on this.
Well, thanks for having me, Steve.
Well, Michael and I got together for lunch and cooked up an idea in that there's obviously a need that we all know about due to the economic crisis throughout our nation and in our state. A lot of good, hardworking people who want a job are having difficulty finding one, and we're not an employment agency. We're not experts on finding a job. We're radio guys, but we thought to ourselves, how can we serve the needs of those needing employment using what we can bring to the table, namely Catholic radio? And so what we're going to do for the next hour is have a job connection, kind of a radio networking, if you would have it. And this is being broadcast through the state of South Carolina on the two stations in Mediatrix Radio, WCKI and WQIZ, and that's both in the upstate and then the St. George, Charleston area. So a good bit of the state is covered, isn't it, Michael?
Yeah, WCKI 1300 AM in the upstate, that's Greenville-Spartanburg, and WQIZ 810 AM is a 5,000 watt, which reaches from the bottom part of Columbia on into Charleston. But we also have, we are on our streaming as well at www.catholicradiosc.com.
Catholicradiosc.com. And I invited folks on my nationwide broadcast this afternoon to join us as well. Maybe they can get an idea to take the seeds of what we're trying to do. Now, here's what it is. This is a show for anyone in South Carolina seeking employment and for businesses seeking employees. It's absolutely free. This is just being co-sponsored by Mediatrix Radio and the Family Life Center. We're just offering this. There's no hook.
It's a forum.
And here's how it works. If you need a job, if you're looking for a job here in the upstate, you simply call 1-800-994-2050. And I'll say that again. It's 1-800-994-2050. And here's what you need to share. Just be prepared briefly. Your name, it can be just your first name, and the type of employment you seek or your skill set, keep it brief, and a phone number, a cell phone or a home phone where you can be contacted. Now, also, we're inviting employers to call the show, and this is, you don't have to pay hundreds of dollars for an employment agency. Yeah. This is absolutely free, and there's thousands of people here throughout the state of South Carolina listening to this. So you're welcome as an employer to call. And again, the name of your business, the type of employee, the type of work you're offering, and a contact phone number. And we're just hoping that everyone else networks. Now, what if you're listening and you don't need a job, so you're not a prospective employee and you're not a prospective employer? People who are needing a job in many instances throughout our state are facing a personal and family crisis. And if you're driving around in your car, I want you to join this broadcast when somebody says, like, Dave, I'm a carpenter from Greenville and I need employment, I need work. Please pray for Dave right as this broadcast is going on. We're taking a risk. This has never been done as far as I know of. And so we're kind of plowing new ground, but I want you to pray for these folks. So everybody listening, and I want to make it very clear as well, this is Catholic radio. We're serving the state of South Carolina. You do not have to be a Catholic to join this.
No.
If you're an employee, all we ask is if you're a good, hardworking person willing to put in an honest day's work, whatever your religious background, if you're listening to this radio station, please feel free to participate. And the same with employers. This is simply our service to the state.
And we're also going to make sure that when an employer calls, you don't have to put the name of the company. We understand that you don't want to be swamped by resumes the next day.
But they might want to be.
But you may want to be.
Yeah. And if it's specialized, particularly, this is a good
right.
forum.
That's true. That's true. You know, Steve, the Department of Labor said there are 6 unemployed people right now for every job. This is from the Washington Post today, August the 13th. That is a situation which I think it would undermine your faith. If you're running around, you have one job for every 6 people, and every job fair, you went to a job fair a month ago just to look around. Wasn't there like 1,000 people lined up?
I didn't get there, but yeah, I saw in the paper it was mobbed, yeah. and previous job fairs were mobbed, and people are hurting.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely true.
Definitely hurting.
That's absolutely true.
All right,
true.
Now before we start taking your calls, I have a special guest here in my radio studio. I'd like to introduce you, Walter Hahn, who is one of the leaders of a local support group, employment support group, that operates out of St. Mary Magdalene Catholic Church. And they're doing tremendous work. And in fact, they're having a meeting tonight, a support group, and we're going to learn a little bit about that. But Walter, welcome to our Catholic Community Hour.
Thank you for having me.
You're the perfect guest for a Job Connection broadcast. Tell us just what is your group? What do you hope to do?
Our group, we started to recognize the need in the early part of the year for a pro bono, if you will, or a no-fee-based outplacement service, and that's kind of what we are. We help people with setting we go through a step process with our client members, and that program we follow starts with a self-assessment and goes through a objective setting to resume, to networking, and to interviewing. We conduct workshops, we have guest speakers, and we work very closely with our client members. And as you said, you don't have to be a Catholic to belong. We make it open to everybody.
Okay.
If there's a need, that's what we do.
Now, I missed it. How many hundreds of dollars does it cost to join your group to get this assistance?
Well, it's a no-fee base, so it's
okay.
Zero.
All right.
And we keep it at that. The parish covers any expenses we might have for clerical or something like that, but
mm-hmm.
basically we just donate our time and whatever needs to be done.
Okay. Now, you're having a meeting tonight, just
correct.
A little bit after this broadcast. Extend a welcome and tell people where it is and what will be happening tonight.
Well, our meetings are the second and fourth Thursday of every month, and tonight it'll be at the St. Mary Magdalene Catholic Church, and that's at 2252 Woodruff Road, Simpsonville. And we're in the Connor Ministry Building, and it runs from 7 to 9. And we will have an interesting program. We welcome everybody, and it's a very interactive process. And the one very positive thing that comes out of this is people gather together realizing they're not alone in this process.
Mm.
We have people who have had professional outplacement service come and join our group after it either expires or at the same time. But it's a networking within the group, and it's very rewarding to see this. And as I explain, if you will, when we're trying to lead to the opening, the welcome new members, there's no bad people in the meeting. Bad people are somewhere else.
Okay.
They're all good people. They're a victim of the circumstance and the economy right now.
Okay. If you were to give one piece of advice, and I know you go through a whole process within your employment support group, but one piece of advice to somebody listening right now who needs employment, what would you say to them?
I would say to them that to try to maintain a routine. That's one thing I would recommend very strongly. They're used to going to work. They're used to a routine, getting up, getting dressed, and doing those kind of things. I'd recommend a don't lounge around all day.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the computer world is a good asset, but about 75% to 85% of all positions filled are filled through networking, and it's usually across the table.
Okay,
and
networking.
Networking is the key. And how do you network successfully? How do you build a network? We try to cover that with our members and give them keys on how they do that.
Okay.
And but when I said a routine, in my case, years ago, I joined a gym. I had to get up and get out, and mm-hmm. it got me doing that. And to try to keep a regimented schedule, like maybe 10 to 2, they're going to work on their job search. And maybe after that, they're going to do something else. Maybe they then try to get interviews or whatever. But get up, get going, set that routine, keep a routine, try to maintain a positive attitude. That's tough sometimes.
It sure is. Well, I'm hoping that this broadcast, this Upstate Job Connection tonight, will be a little bit of networking going on, because even a listener may know of a job that a caller who calls in saying, hey, I'm needing work, may not know of. And
that's right.
It does seem to boil down to that personal networking, connecting with each other.
We've had we're very fortunate in our group. We've have since we started in – it may not sound like a big number, but we started in March, and 8 of our members are now employed. And we'd like to think that some of that was through the efforts of the group, but the networking that goes on even within the group. We're very happy about that. And we ask them if they get the time to come back and to volunteer as become a facilitator, a volunteer with the people to help them share their experience, what was successful for them.
Okay.
What worked.
Tremendous. Tremendous.
So,
but there aren't any easy answers either. This isn't a quick fix type.
No, it is not. It takes work. It takes perseverance. And it's frustrating. And I have been there myself, so I know how frustrating it is. And people interview and they come away thinking that they're very positive about the interview, and then they don't hear anything. So there's a process to go through there, and it challenges your self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
It really does.
Yeah,
particularly if you take it personally.
Well, that's true. That's true. And in today's world, we try to explain to everybody, don't take it personally. You're a victim of an economy that is not well at the time.
And that's why you need to show up at a support group like yours so you don't get all beaten down and give up the search altogether and think, woe is me and whatnot.
We've had people who have kind of out there on their own, and they join the group and they say, gee, this is kind of what I've really been looking for. And they feel comfortable with it.
Good.
And if they're honest and open and can share and can take advice, it's usually a good experience for them.
Great.
And,
Great.
Of course, we try to pray for them as well.
Good. Excellent. Well, Walter Hahn, thank you so much for joining us. And Walter is with the Employment Support Group that meets at St. Mary Magdalene Catholic Church right here in the upstate of South Carolina. And if you want some more information about the meeting tonight or even after this broadcast is over, the Family Life Center website, which is at familylifecenter.net, if you go to the homepage, you'll see a radio microphone icon and click on Listener Resources. You'll find a map on how to get to St. Mary Magdalene Church, Walter Hahn's personal email address, so you can get in touch with him and his group, as well as some other resources we're offering from you. And this is a wonderful thing. And in fact, if somebody's interested in other parts of South Carolina in getting a group like this started, I've talked with Walter, and he's more than willing to assist somebody else in another part of the state to get a local group like this going. But we're waiting right now for somebody in South Carolina to break the ice. So what's that phone number again can get us?
It is 1-800-994-2050. That's 1-800-994-2050. We're interested in people who are looking for a job or employers who have a job available to call in, or even somebody who might have some ideas of something innovative with regard to networking and how somebody can get a job or how somebody can hook up with certain people in an industry that may be, you know, out of the ordinary, something
exactly.
A different way of looking at employment, a different way of finding the right people to get in the door.
Now, I know there's people who need work, and I know there's people who know people who need work, and they can give them a call right now, but we need somebody to break the ice and be the first person. It's going to be painless. We want you to share at least your first name, the kind of work that you are seeking, and I think it might help if you're a veteran as well. Just mention that. A lot of employers like to know that. It says something about you. Again, that's 1-800-994-2050. I know there's a lot of folks out there, and I also know that this has never been done before on your local Catholic radio station. So we need one or two brave souls to break the ice, and then I have a feeling after that we'll get some folks to do so. So I encourage you to do that. Also, I want to mention some resources on our FamilyLifeCenter.net website. Again, you simply go to the listener resources, and that's in the radio box. You'll find a MP3 file that you can listen to by very highly paid, very professional headhunter who did a parish seminar for the men in his parish on how to obtain work, and he has a free manual that normally you would have to be looking for a $200,000 job to get. He's boiled it down. Now, you don't have to be this big professional to benefit, but this free job search manual, and it's a lot of the things that Walter spoke about as well as a lot of other things. It's free for download, and you can also listen to the MP3 file. But we got our first caller coming to us from Easley. Jack, welcome to Faith and Family.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How's everybody there?
We're doing well. Thank you for being our first call, by the way, Jack. I know you're not the only one out there looking for employment, but you're the first. So God bless you and thanks. What's up with you?
Well, a long-time listener. Okay, Steve. Yes, I have 13 years of office experience, 10 years of management experience, and what I've done is I've enrolled in the medical office management curriculum over at Tech, and just about through. What I'm looking for is to break into the medical field. This
okay.
will help right now.
Okay. So Jack's looking to break into the medical field. A phone number, Jack, where folks can get in touch with you.
Okay. It's area code 864-508-4341.
Okay. All right. Looking for breaking into the medical field. And remember, I'm reminding our listeners that if you know of a situation like this, please call us 1-800-994-2050, or even if you don't, pray for Jack right now and the others who call this broadcast. Thanks for calling, Jack, and God bless you.
God bless you, God.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
All right, we've had our first caller, and I'm thankful to Jack for breaking the ice.
Breaking the ice.
Yeah, it's you know, this is a tough thing, as Walter mentioned, and there's so many families, and I know I've gotten emails about other families who are needing work. So this is the opportunity to do a little networking. Let
Absolutely.
The radio station help that networking process.
In fact, I have a story about that very quickly. There was – I will call him Joe V because I couldn't get on the phone with him, and I'm not going to put his last name out, but he started coming to our business breakfasts. And he started networking there. There are all kinds of things that are available out there. The Chamber of Commerce, our own business breakfast that we put on periodically. He was laid off. He was in the aerospace field. He was laid off. He started talking to people about what they would need in their business. And this is
right.
less than a year ago. And eventually what he ended up doing, he started his own marketing company. Sometimes the best way to get a job is create one.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it all started with network. He started talking to people, other business people in the community. They happened to be Catholic. And he ended up creating a marketing job for himself. And that's another way that this networking and using this forum today and in the future can help you.
Okay.
Who knows what's going to happen?
All right. Okay, well, we'd like to hear from you, anybody out there who may know of a work opportunity. Maybe you've just patronized a particular office or a business that was looking for help. You know somebody who's looking for some type of specialized help. You know, if you're an employer, you probably are aware that you can pay oodles and oodles of money to hire an agency to find some kind of specialized worker. And right now, you have the opportunity to speak to thousands of people throughout the upstate and throughout Charleston, St. George area to let them know of a particular employee specialized skill you may need. And if you're looking for work, you have to let us know. Again, it's 1-800-994-2050. This is the Catholic Community Hour, and today's broadcast is a job connection. We're trying to network through South Carolina, trying to make available those who are looking for employment and those who have a job.
That's right. And if you know somebody who is, if you're listening, you're fine. You don't need a job. Get on the phone. Talk to some people that you know need a job and have them call us at 1-800-994-2050. Again, that's 1-800-994-2050.
And, you know, I have an article right here. It's written by the man who wrote the book, What Color's Your Parachute? I don't know if you've ever heard of that book, but yeah. It's the Library of Congress did a survey and one of the 20 most influential books in people's lives and things like that. Mm. And he wrote a new book, basically the Job Hunter's Survival Guide. But he said the exact same thing that Walter said. It's networking. And, you know, right now I can guarantee you with the internet, everybody is going to these huge, monstrous-sized employment websites and thinking that's the key. And actually, very few people end up actually getting jobs through those. It's networking. So what we're trying to do here today is network, literally using a radio network to network those who are needing employment and those who are offering employment, and just basically putting it out there. And we're going to pray for those who call the program the Catholic Community Hour and seeking a job connection. We're going to put you on a prayer list. We're going to pray for you, pray for your prayer needs. So we need to hear from some more folks. Again, that number is 1-800-994-2050.
It has been some time, Steve, since the unemployment rate in both the United States and in South Carolina has reached these levels. We talked about it earlier, but the unadjusted numbers, 9.7% in the United States. Now, recently in the news, it came out 9.4. There are adjustments that are made seasonally, but the raw numbers are actually 9.7% in the United States and 12.3% in our state.
One of the higher states,
it is
right?
One of the higher. We're in the top five, top 10.
Now, when you say that, I remember before the stimulus package was passed, they said if we don't pass this, the employment rate's going to go over 8%. And so the entire country is over 8%, and South Carolina is hurting. And it's an opportunity we're offering right now. And, you know, a lot of people think, well, you know, everybody's out for some, you know, what's the catch?
Right.
There's no catch. In fact, I have staff here tonight that are volunteering their time that are normally paid to do this type of thing. this is just being offered to those in South Carolina who are looking for employment or those who may know of a job. And we're here to kind of network the state. So.
And while we're talking about work, the Catechism of the Catholic Church, number 2428, says, in work, the person exercises and fulfills in part the potential inscribed in his nature. The primordial valuable of labor stems from man himself, its author, and its beneficiary. Work is for man, not man for work. And I think sometimes when things are tough, you know, we allow work to become such a big part of us. But it's only a means, and it's given to us by God. It's allotted to us by God. And we can't let ourselves, as Walter had brought up, take it too personally. We have to understand that we are more than just our job. We are more than just somebody that goes to work from 9 to 5. That is not the only meaning that we have. We have to keep a positive attitude. We have to be strong Christians, even in the face of a 12.3 or 12.1% unemployment rate. It's very important for us to not lose that focus. And
sure. Tough when and I know, well, I'm not going to speak for women, but I know as a man, mm-hmm. you know, your work, because like, you know, two guys meet and hi, you know, what's your favorite sports team and what do you do? I mean, it's kind of like your identity along with your name and that's very tough. And I think too, though, on the same token, sometimes we think, well, our faith is all spiritual. It has to be the immaterial aspect. But, you know, we're supposed to be Christians at work, mm-hmm. at play, and at church. Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't segment our lives. So I think it's very fitting that Catholics seek to help others find work in a crisis mm-hmm. like our country's in right now.
Absolutely. You are not only – work is not only an allotment from God, but the ability to hire.
Yeah.
The other side of that is also a gift from God.
Okay. Now, we've got a caller waiting for us on the line. John has called us all the way from Washington State. And I'm just so people know what's going on my radio show this afternoon, which is a nationwide show. I announced what we're going to be doing in South Carolina and invited people to listen online, which, again, would you give out the website real quick before we bring John on?
Absolutely. It's www.catholicradiosc. That's SC as in South Carolina, .com. Again, catholicradiosc.com.
All right. John, welcome to the Catholic Community Hour.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for your patience. All right. Yeah. You're in Washington State. How can we connect with you in South Carolina?
Well, you know, we're obviously the focus of today's session is about employment, and I recently, last summer, had a kind of an employment situation, and ended up starting my own business, which is called Live Online Math, and I do math classes, workshops, and tutoring through a live, interactive, real-time online sessions, and I'm kind of coming at this from both perspectives. One, obviously, would be looking for potential clients to essentially hire me as either a tutor or to provide a math class for homeschooling students. The other angle would be, as business grows, would be looking to hire on maybe another tutor or maybe another teacher. Requirements there would be had to have state certification in math and preferably any sort of online experience possible. So,
okay. Well, you know, there are a lot of homeschooling families throughout South Carolina. Mm-hmm. And I also do know that the upstate South Carolina Catholic Homeschool Support Group has mm-hmm. sent out some prayer requests for some of its members needing employment and such. So I think this fits right in with what's going on. John, give us again your website for people to find out about you.
Yeah, the website would be liveonlinemath.com.
Okay.
All run together there.
All right. Liveonlinemath.com. And what's your teaching background, John?
Taught in Catholic schools my whole career and taught mostly at junior high and high school level.
Okay.
And the teaching market here where I live in Washington State got really pretty tight last summer. And, you know, the necessity is the mother of invention. So out of that came this idea of my thinking was, how could I offer, say, a math class or math help to homeschoolers? And started looking into it, and there's you know, some technology available now that allows me to essentially run real-time sessions where the students can see and hear me as the teacher. I can hear them, so we can talk real time right over the computer, and we work on an interactive whiteboard, and the whole experience is very unique and effective as well, what I've found. So
you could actually send your children to the blackboard or the whiteboard to do the math problems, just like in a traditional educational setting.
Yep.
Well, that's great.
Using the tools, that's for sure.
All right. Well, John's offering his services in math at Live Online Math. And John,
liveonlinemath.com.
And would you let us know if anything comes from this broadcast?
Absolutely.
Just scoot us an email at the Family Life Center. You can find us online and just scoot us an email. I appreciate that.
That'd be great. Did
All
you
right.
have a phone number as well? Or just
oh, yeah. If you have a phone, please give it out.
Phone number is 509-252-0888.
Okay, one more time.
509-252-0888.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And, John, you cover all ages. It's not just junior high or...
No, it's pretty much Algebra 2 at the top. You know,
okay.
At that point, a lot of people go for Running Start.
Okay.
at least of what I've found. Algebra 2 at the top down to, you know, pretty much whatever we need. I've had as young as second graders be on there, and I've had adults who want to get ready for the CLEP test for college. So it's pretty wide range.
Okay. Well, there you go. And maybe some homeschoolers will want to... use John's services, get those SAT scores up, and save yourself money in the long run with some nice Palmetto State scholarships there. So thank
great.
You for calling, John. Appreciate
okay,
it. God
you.
Bless you.
Yeah, you too.
All right. That's a line free at 1-800-994-2050. You're listening to the Catholic Community Hour, and tonight we're trying to have a job connection in case you just tuned in. I'm Steve Wood. You normally hear me on Faith and Family Radio. And with me here in the studio is Michael Brennan, who is the VP of Mediatrix Radio right here in South Carolina. And in case anybody just tuned in, Michael, give them a recap of what we're trying to do and invite them to call.
Right. Basically, what we want is employers who have a job available to call in. And we also want the unemployed or people that are unemployed or about to lose their job to call in and let us know your skill set, what you're good at, or if you choose to, what industry you're looking to be employed in. If you have an innovative job search, some way that, for instance, we talked about Joe V earlier, who found a way to make a job for himself or found through networking. If you have an innovative approach that you'd like to tell us about, then please call us at 1-800-994-2050. That's 1-800-994-2050, and you would ask for the Catholic Community Hour.
Okay, and I want to make sure that folks know this is going out over Catholic Radio, but that anyone listening to this broadcast, and we realize there's a lot of our Protestant friends listening and people mm-hmm. from all different types of backgrounds, if you're listening to this station, you are welcome to call and offer your services. The only thing we ask is if you're the kind of person willing to do a honest day's work, call us. There's people looking for that.
And likewise, if you're on the internet at CatholicRadioSC.com, if you heard Steve talking about this show on your on his national show earlier, then please, we don't have to limit this to South Carolina. We're open to taking your calls. And again, it's 1-800-994-2050. 1-800-994-2050.
Now, I've got another out-of-state person listening to this broadcast. So
I
hope somebody's on there. Okay, we're going to go to line one. I think we're in the Washington, D.C. area. I'm not sure who it is, though. Hello?
Hello, Father. How are you?
Oh, this sounds like
it's
Stephanie. Hello. It's my daughter, Stephanie. What's up, Stephanie?
Well, you know what, Dad? I was calling in because I've been listening to your whole show on Mediatrix website, CatholicRadioSC.com. I have to shamefully admit this is the first time I've listened to our local radio station online, but now that I moved 2 weeks ago up here to D.C., this is the only way I get to hear it anymore. So it works great. You just go to the homepage and click, and there's no delay or anything. It works wonderfully. So anyway, I was grateful to find that. But, Dad, I just had a quick comment for you. A couple of friends of mine introduced me to a website a couple weeks ago that is just wonderful. It's called CatholicJobs.com, and it is kind of like the Monster.com kind of website for Catholics, and I've been shocked how many people post jobs on there, employers who, you know, are not a Catholic ministry in any way, but just, you know, are looking for, you know, a Catholic businessman looking for good people to work for them. And just during the show, I typed in South Carolina to see if there was any jobs people were looking for in South Carolina. And there's two, actually, in Greenville. One's looking for a social worker, and the other's looking for an immigration attorney right there in Greenville, South Carolina. So anyway, to some of your listeners, it might be a great resource, CatholicJobs.com.
Okay. Well, thank you, Stephanie. Appreciate that. CatholicJobs.com. And maybe both John and Jack, who have already called in, can take advantage of that. Appreciate that tip. Didn't even know about that. This is why we have this broadcast.
<That's right. laughs>
We want to learn. We want to share our information with each other. Now, somebody out there listening is going to be like me. I had to take an emergency trip to the dentist the first part of this week. That's what you get from chewing on chewy candy, okay? Okay, but I went to my dentist office. I have a wonderful dentist. I've often remarked how pleasant the staff is and everything. Jack is looking to get into the we've got a lot of listeners are going to be heading to medical offices. They could certainly ask, couldn't they?
Sure.
And they can get back in touch with Mediactrix Radio or through the Family Life Center. If you forgot Jack's name or his phone number, we're going to keep it here. You can break in. Or somebody says, oh, math. I'm not going to make it through math in my homeschooling this year. And somebody's going to tell somebody, and he might not even remember John's name or the website. But again, get back in touch with us. So, you know, this is hopefully going to go on after this 60-minute broadcast. The Catholic Community Hour is over with our Job Connection broadcast tonight, but certainly it can continue through the informal networking that our listeners do.
Right. And again, that toll-free number is 1-800-994-2050. And you're listening on WCKI 1300 AM in the upstate, WQIZ 810 AM in the Lowcountry, and at www.catholicradiosc.com, online streaming 24/7. Steve, we have a business breakfast. And I mentioned Joe V, who actually used that business breakfast to network.
Mm-hmm.
And periodically, initially, it was not set up for networking so much as it was just a support for Catholic businessmen to come to a place when they're working in the secular world and hear a good Catholic speaker, share breakfast, share a little camaraderie, if you will. But over the last year, we have found more and more people like Joe V who will come in and say, you know, things aren't going well at such and such.
Mm-hmm.
I need to branch out. I need to look somewhere else. And it's these informal opportunities to network that really give you the opportunity to meet and greet and talk with somebody about your own skill set. I mean, that's the important part. If you meet them formally, everybody has a guard up. If it's informal, you can talk to them about what you do, what you've done, where you'd like to go.
Certainly.
And there's not a pressure. That's why, as Walter Hahn said earlier, it's the networking that really works or seems to work in a job search better than anything else.
And, you know, just being able to sit down with an experienced businessman like Walter and somebody saying, how do I break into this or that corporation?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe somebody you know, knows whatever particular job you're looking for. You know, there's a little fraternity with everything. Little,
right.
You know, how do you reach this type of manager, even if they're not posting a job? And that's the way it works. That's actually why we're trying to do this broadcast, because it's networking.
Exactly.
It's people helping
exactly.
people, and letting those needs known is the way to get it out.
And one of the things that's difficult, or at least maybe I shouldn't say it's difficult, but it's difficult for me, is to open up and to ask for help. Networking isn't – I mean it feels sometimes like you're asking for help. And it kind of makes you feel like, golly, I'm asking everybody in the world to
– You mean you're talking about somebody that's home listening right now
right.
and not
calling.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, right.
Okay.
Right. I mean you need to be able to open up, because quite frankly, What I describe it as is I'm letting my pride get in the way of doing the work that God wants me to do.
Right.
And if you feel that way, you say, I don't want to call and a forum and have this all over the place. It's not like that. We just want your first name. We want your skill level, your experience. Just like
we want
just
you
like
to
John.
Get a job.
Right. We want
you
to get a job.
You.
We're here to help.
Yeah.
And that number is 1-800-994-2050. Again, 1-800-994-2050.
If I can kind of just tag that for a minute, a lot of people know Jeff Cavins. He's been an EWTN host. He has a wonderful Bible training system. Mm-hmm. Well, Jeff and his wife wanted to adopt children. And as you know, most people who want to adopt children get into this multi-year wait.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody told Jeff this tip. Just tell everybody you know, every time you meet somebody, everywhere, and just let everybody know that you want to adopt children. And lo and behold, the multi-year wait was just shortened tremendously. So it's the same thing. You know, you could be sitting at home and post your resume and send letters out. But, you know, in today's world, it's too jumbled. There's too many people out there looking for work. You want to break through. So we're here to try to help you do that at 1-800-994-2050. And by the way, that 800 number works if you're right here in Greenville or right down the street in Greer or up in Simpsonville. You can call that number, 1-800-994-2050. And remember, the Employment Support Group is meeting tonight. Not too many.
That's right.
What did he say? 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
So you've got an hour or a little less than an hour and 20 minutes, and that support group is meeting tonight. I would highly urge you to get over there. You've got some highly skilled professional help offered to you absolutely free. These are first-class people trying to help you locate a job in the process and have the support group in the process. So,
and that group is meeting at St. Mary Magdalene Catholic Church, and I believe they're in Malden, Simpsonville area.
Mm-hmm. And if you go, if you want actually a map, we've got a link to the parish and everything else. You go to familylifecenter.net, and you'll see the radio icon. There will be a listener resources. If you click on that, you'll find all kinds of things about today's show. You'll also find a free MP3 file from Frank Lowe, who I did an interview with, and it's entitled What to Do When You're Laid Off. And excellent, excellent advice, and it's up there for you. And then he also has a free job manual, job search manual, what things to do, what are the most effective ways to find a job and such, and that's up there for you. And let me mention one other thing that has proven very helpful both for those in economic straits, for those needing employment, and for those needing a real estate sale of a home. And I'm talking about a novena to St. Joseph. And in case you're unfamiliar with the terminology novena, a novena is simply a 9-day prayer. And St. Joseph was a man, if you think about it, he had, by the angel's direction, a midnight job transfer from Israel to Egypt. The only way to provide for his family was maybe what he could load on an animal or whatever. He had no job relocation services going into a foreign country, somewhat hostile perhaps to his ethnic group, and had to provide for the Holy Family and the child Jesus. And the idea is that as Christians, as baptized Christians, we are the brothers. We are in covenant with Jesus. That means a covenant is a family type of bond. And so Jesus, in his graciousness, shares his heavenly Father with us. Because we're in covenant with Jesus, we get the heavenly Father. He also shares his mother with us, and he shares his foster father with us. So the point being, if St. Joseph was in union with the child Jesus 20 centuries ago, what's different today? And if Jesus is going to say, or Joseph would say to Jesus 20 centuries ago, son, would you bring me that piece of lumber over there? Jesus would respond. And so today, if you pray a novena to St. Joseph and he intercedes for you to his son, for a job. I can't recommend this enough. I know in Florida, we were moving to South Carolina, and I've said this several times, and we tend to get a lot of requests. But when we put our home on the market, guess how many people viewed our home?
I'm going to guess one.
That's
correct.
Because
you told me that before.
Yeah. And we took basically this novena to St. Joseph, which was – we just simply modified. It was used for the World Youth Day in Canada, which the entire nation of Canada is under the patronage of St. Joseph. So if you want a copy of that novena, again, it's absolutely free, send a request to askthehost@gmail.com and just mention send novena, send the St. Joseph novena. It can be that simple, and we'll get it back to you. And you can send that request to askthehost@gmail.com, and you're asking for that 9-day prayer to St. Joseph for your particular need for a job. It could be for the sale of a home. It can be for the intercession of a child or a loved one who may be straying from the faith. Whatever it would be, highly recommend it. Highly recommend it.
In the Catechism of the Catholic Church, number 2834, says pray and work. Pray as if everything depended on God and work as if everything depended on you. And not only the novena, one of my favorites, Steve, and this I tried to bring into my own life when I was working on a regular basis, was the Angelus. I would begin my day at 6 a.m. with the Angelus. I would stop in the middle of my work day with the Angelus at noon. And then as my work day was winding down about 6 p.m., it was a way for me, again saying the Angelus, it was a way for me to be thankful for still having work in tough times. And that's another opportunity for prayer with regard to not allowing your job to become too much you. Mm-hmm. And remembering that your job comes from Christ, comes from God. And if anybody would like to share some of their prayers that they offer during their work day, it's also, our number is 1-800-994-2050. Again, that's 1-800-994-2050.
And remember that this is your opportunity, both employers and employees. I need to give just a 60-second disclaimer. We're offering our services as radio guys here to the state of South Carolina. But I need to mention that we are not an employment agency. I don't give resume advice, and neither does Mike.
No,
we're not the people for that. Really, Walter Hahn and his employment support group is the type of thing you need. We will gladly give out the names and numbers and contact information shared on the air, anybody participating. But as far as whatever else, employment services, we're not doing that. That's not our calling. That's not our abilities. That's not our expertise. We're simply offering the form of the radio to help folks free of charge during this hour.
This is a volunteer operation, if you will. And remember that Walter Hahn, that group is meeting at 7 o'clock at St. Mary Magdalene Catholic Church in Simpsonville. But if you'd like to call us, again, the number is 1-800-994-2050 to talk about your job or your lack of a job, a job to offer, or a job that matches your skill set that you would like to put out information about yourself in the hopes of getting a job.
Okay. You've got a few minutes left. That's 1-800-994-2050. And just to recap, we had Jack who called us seeking to break into the medical field. All of us have doctors. Some of us have more doctors than we'd care to have. But when you visit your doctor, simply ask. And as I say, after this show, we're not continuing as an employment service, but both Mediatrics Radio and the Family Life Center will have the brief contact information that you've heard on the air. So you can call us and say, remember that fellow that called in looking to break into the medical field, or the fellow from Washington State that offers the math online tutoring services to homeschoolers. You don't need to remember a name or anything else or the date of it. We'll have that information for you. So you can kind of pass the word. If you're a homeschooler, if you're visiting your doctor, your dentist, here's two opportunities for you to let the networking from this show continue after our 60 minutes are over on the Catholic Community Hour.
And perhaps you just want prayers. You have a son or a daughter or your father is out of work. He's 60 years old, and all of a sudden, they've downsized him. Well, we have 9 prayer groups at Mediatrix Radio, and they have prayer groups here also at the Family Life Center International, and we'll be happy to add your name to the prayer groups. But right now, again, the number is 1-800-994-2050, and you're listening on WCKI 1300 in the Upstate, WQIZ 810 in the Lowcountry, and online at CatholicRadioSC.com.
And remember, Stephanie called in with that website that I didn't know of before, that CatholicJobs.com. There's already 2 jobs listed for the Greenville area. We do know we have people listening in from out of state and around the state, and also people may have jobs to offer. And you know why an employer would want to go to this website?
Why?
Okay. All right. Let's say you have any kind of business. Let's just say your business includes a cash register.
Sure.
Okay. Would you want to go to CatholicJobs.com to find an employee, or would you rather go to TheGamblersNetwork.com?
That's true. That's
you
see
what
more
I'm saying?
Of a niche.
Yeah. Well, you want some ethical folks that when you turn your back, somebody's watching over them, namely the Heavenly Father. And so, yes, in fact, I've heard some very shady mob types love to go and hire their accountants out of Christian colleges.
Oh,
you see, not to cook the books, but this is they're cheaters.
Right.
They don't want anybody cheating
cheat them.
They want ethical employees. So this is why an opportunity, not only at CatholicJobs.com, but hey, we don't want mobsters calling. Sorry.
No.
But it's an opportunity that you have for the next few minutes at 800-994-2050, and that number will work anywhere in South Carolina as well as right here in the Greenville, Greer, Simpsonville area, easily all over.
And as I recall, the CatholicJobs.com, Stephanie had said there was an opening for a social worker.
Yes.
And then an immigration attorney.
Mm-hmm.
So if things are not going well at the law firm or you've just been put out on the street. It happens to lawyers. It happens to social workers. We hope it doesn't happen to radio people, but it does. Again, it's CatholicJobs.com. And Walter Hahn at St. Mary Magdalene Catholic Church in Simpsonville, 7 o'clock. They have a job, a support group, and that's an option as well today. And they meet a couple times a month, and we'll be happy to take your call and find a way to hook you up with Walter as well. And our number, one more time, we're running low on time, but it's 800-994-2050.
And I want to just urge people, I'm kind of an action guy, and you know, you might have been out of work quite a while and you heard about this support group tonight. Please do not wait 2 weeks. If you have to, skip dinner and get to this support group. You can have a late burger on the way home or whatever, but this is the type of thing you want to plug into immediately, because you not only get good advice, you'll get good support, you'll get good prayer support, and you'll hear from people who know how to do this, who will increase your probabilities to find a job. And it's also a thing to let your friends know. Everybody probably listening knows somebody who's been laid off or needs work. I would say the majority of our listeners know somebody like that. So this is an opportunity if you're in the upstate. And the other thing is, if you're listening in a various part of the state where you're not real nearby for this, this is certainly something each region of our state, Michael, would like to see something like what Walter Hahn is doing at St. Mary Magdalene Church kind of spring up around the state as well.
Right. And we'll be happy to put you in contact with Walter. Walter really does want to expand this program around the state.
Okay. I just thought I heard a little something.
I did.
All right. Okay. Well, we're about out of time. Let's just remind listeners that the information we shared, you will find that at familylifecenter.net. And on there, under the listener resources, you'll find the information that we shared with you today. Michael, thank you for joining me for this hour.
Thank you, Steve.
For John. We pray for Jack. We pray for all of those who are needing employment. And we hope that you will help your friends as well. So this is Steve Wood and Michael Brennan with the Catholic Community Hour.